This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Five people, including four Chinese nationals, killed in Air Dynasty helicopter crash in Nuakot. Government forms three-member inquiry commission to investigate the crash. Political tax force hands over report of understanding raised for finalizing transitional justice to top leaders of major political parties. India clinches its title of Cabo Women's Volleyball Nations League, defeating Nepal by 3-2 sets. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus to lead interim government of Bangladesh. Now the news in detail. Five people died when a helicopter belonging to the Air Dynasty crashed in Sibapuri area of Nuakot district this afternoon. It is reported that five people, including four Chinese nationals and the pilot Arun Molla, died on the spot. The deceased Chinese nationals have been identified as Zhu Dangtang, Ji Li, Yan Wu and Jemin Si. Balkrishna Pandit, the Air Dynasty manager, said five people, including pilot Molla, were on board the helicopter that met with the accident. Superintendent of Police Santi Raj Kuiwala of the District Police Office Nuakot said the helicopter met with an accident at Suryachur area Sibapuri Forest. The helicopter with the call sign 9NAJD had flown from Nalin Chok of Bhaktapur district for Sapru Besi in Roswa district at 1:54 p.m. Ganendra Wool, the information officer at the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, informed that the helicopter went out of contact 3 minutes after takeoff. Armed police force said that it mobilized a team for search and rescue operations at the accident site as soon as they were notified about the helicopter crash. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed sorrow over the crashing of a helicopter belonging to Air Dynasty today. He said the news of another air crash 14 days after the crash of a Surya Airlines plane is a matter of grief. Meanwhile, the government has formed a three-member probe commission to investigate the Air Dynasty helicopter crash. After an emergency meeting held in the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung said the meeting formed a three-member inquiry commission under the coordination of Nepali Army Senior Pilot Subhas Thapa, Aeronautical Engineer Bishnu Basnet and Senior Divisional Aeronautical Engineer Tanuja Pokhrel are the other two members of the three members inquiry commission. The commission has a mandate to submit the report within 30 days. Minister Gurung, also the government spokesperson, expressed condolence towards the government of China and Chinese people as four passengers who died in the crash were from China. A report of the understanding reached at the task force level for finalizing the transitional justice has been handed over to top leaders of three major political parties, including Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. The political task force submitted the report to Prime Minister and CPN UML Chair Oli, Nepali Congress President Syed Bahadur Deva and CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, amidst a program at the office of the Prime Minister at Simhadarbar today. The task force had on the 1st of August forged an agreement on major issues, including interpretation of the conflict era incidents and relief, compensation, reparation and justice to the victims, which had remained contentious for long. Receiving the report, Prime Minister Oli viewed the agreement on the bill regarding the transitional justice as a milestone for the Nepal's peace process. He expressed his commitment that the transitional justice-related bill will be unanimously endorsed by the ongoing session of the parliament. According to the Prime Minister, the agreement considers the verdicts from the respected Supreme Court, international norms and values, and the survivors' friendly approach. Nepali Congress President Syed Bahadur Deva lauded that the task force had set a unique example to the world that Nepal is would resolve their disputes on their own. Similarly, CPN Mao Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda called the task force report as the good work post the formation of the new government. The report is the gist of the several discussions held by the task force on the major concerns and agendas of the bill related to the transitional justice. The bill is under consideration in the Parliamentary Committee for Law, Justice and Human Rights. President Ramchandra Porwal has called for internalizing constitutional responsibilities to achieve sustainable peace, good governance, prosperity through the exercise of Federal Democratic Republic. During his address to a function organized by Nepal Public Administration Association to confer the Hem Bahadur Mall honor in the federal capital today, President Porwal said public administration warrants fairness, competence, transparency and accountability. The president also urged the academic and professional organizations to play a vital role to ensure transparency in government activities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। एम्बेसडर अफ द युरोपियन युनियन डेलिगेशन टु नेपाल, बेरोनिक Lorenzo paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Simhadarbar today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli appreciated the European Union's cooperation to Nepal in its economic and social development. Prime Minister Oli informed Ambassador Lorenzo that the topic related to the transitional justice, the remaining work of the peace process, is to be finalized on the basis of political agreement. Prime Minister Oli said that the support of development partners was anticipated as Nepal prepares to graduate to the developing country status by 2026 and to a middle-income country by 2030. Ambassador Lorenzo wished that the government's priorities and objectives raised to a success. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Nobel Peace winner Muhammad Yunus has been named the Bangladesh's interim leader. According to the BBC, the 84-year-old Yunus was appointed a day after Sheikh Hasina fled the country following weeks of deadly protests that brought her resignation. Students who led the mass protest that unseated Ms. Hasina refused to accept a military-led government and pushed for Professor Yunus to lead the interim administration. The decision to name Professor Yunus as chief advisor of the interim government followed a meeting between President Mohammad Shahabuddin, military leaders and student leaders. The spokesperson of Professor Yunus said he is returning to Dhaka from Paris, where he is undergoing a minor medical procedure. While Professor Yunus, who is a long-time political foe of Bangladesh's ousted Prime Minister Hasina, has been lauded. More than 400 people are reported to have died in clashes between government forces and protesters, mostly civilians shot by police in the country. Now a sports news update. Nepal has become the first runner-up in the CAVA Women's Volleyball Nations League. Nepal lost the final match of the tournament against India by 3-2 sets, held in National Sports Council's Covered Hall in Kathmandu today. With the victory, India clinched the title of the league. Likewise, Iran became the third in the tournament, defeating Sri Lanka in a straight 3 sets. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi Province, Gondaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 5 people, including 4 Chinese nationals, killed in Air Dynasty helicopter crash in Nuakot. Government forms 3-member inquiry commission to investigate the crash. Political task force hands over report of understanding reached for finalizing transitional justice to top leaders of major political parties. India clinches its title of Carver Women's Volleyball National League, defeating Nepal by 3-2 sets. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Mohammad Yunus to lead interim government of Bangladesh. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.